Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I pray everybody does. Open your Bibles with me to James chapter 3 this morning. James chapter 3. You know, when I was looking at this, the Lord began to speak to my heart. And, you know, we all have favorite scriptures, and you know your pastor has a lot of favorite scriptures. But one of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah 29:11, where the prophet Jeremiah says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And one of the things when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me, he has great thoughts, good thoughts, towards me and towards you. Then he posed this question, what are your thoughts like towards him? And then I said, well, you know, I searched my heart and I had some good thoughts towards the Father which is in heaven. And then he asked me another question. What are the thoughts that you think towards others? Wow. All right. And then he showed me a couple pictures. The first picture is one that does everything you like. And the other picture was someone that does everything you don't like. And he said, your thoughts towards them should be the same. Amen. And in other words, God's love is being poured out like never before. And if greater is the one that's in us than he that is in this world, then we have to pour out that love. Boy, that's a challenge, isn't it? Especially for that one that seems to get on your nerves. Anybody have something that gets on your nerves that just gets you in the right place? I wonder if God was moved like man, I'd get on his nerves a lot. But you know, when God looks down at me and he looks down at you as a child of God, he doesn't see you. He sees his son, Jesus Christ, and that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So when I was looking at that, and he was thinking about thoughts, he is saying to us this morning, he's calling for you and I to be a contender, not a pretender. In other words, he doesn't want us to fake it till we make it, okay? He's the real deal. So with this in mind, he took me to James chapter 3. Verse number 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. In other words, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but our works is letting our light so shine before men that they may see our good works. Our works follow our faith. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is A Positive Progressive Plan. Amen? And we're going to look at the purity, the peaceableness, and the partiality. Amen. Can we all lift our Bibles and can we make a declaration here together? We're going to come into agreement here. So repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have Everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. And I pray, Father God, as you speak through me today, may the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. There not be one that's left out. May you meet each and every one of us somewhere today in the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, I was looking at that, and one of the things the Lord was speaking to me about is the purity. And in the day and age that we're living in, the holy has been removed from the Bible. The purity has been removed. God said, Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse number 8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen? And God is, we're looking at it, we're being not conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen? We're becoming the image of God. We were created in his image. Sin distorted the image, and God is reestablishing the image according to his word. The psalmist says this in Psalms 24, and we're looking at the purity. In Psalms 24, verse number 3, the psalmist says this. He says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So when I was looking at this, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, as he's writing to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, I love the letters that Paul wrote to his students, and we're all students, ever learning but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. That the Apostle Paul warns his student, and God's warning you and I in the age that we're living in right now. In verse number 3, in chapter 1 of 1 Timothy, he says, I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity or agape love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, for which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangling. The message today, the majority of the message today in the body of Christ is the deception of grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God, but grace doesn't give us a license to continue to sin. Shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. In other words, we have to allow the word of God to, we not only have to be hearers of the word, but we have to give it application to our heart. That to purify our hearts, to set us apart. We're set apart for his kingdom, and we're here to minister to others, and they're not looking at what we're saying. They're looking at what you're doing. They're looking how you react when things don't go your way. Amen? Everybody could be happy when everything's going okay. But in the midst of adversity is when our light so shines before men. Amen? So he says to us in 1 Peter chapter 1, if the shoe fits, we put it on. If it doesn't fit, we don't give it to our neighbor. Amen. They don't want your shoe. Hello? I used to say if the shoe doesn't fit, pass it. Look, nice shoes you got there. If the shoe doesn't fit, pass it to your neighbor. And then the Lord says, who are you to be passing your shoe of judgment to your neighbor? Amen? Amen? How many know that we're all work in progress? How many know that none of us have arrived? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So as the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and I, according to his word today, he's speaking to me too. Amen. But he says to us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, he says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. How is our soul purified? By obeying the truth. Through the Spirit, unto unfeigned or unconditional love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Amen. Amen. In other words, hey, we're all different. We all have different personalities. We all come from different backgrounds. But in God's eyes, we're all part of his body. We're all valuable. We're all important. Amen. And no one's any more important than you are. Amen. God counts you valuable. You're a value to him, and you should be a value to everyone around you. Every last one of you have something I need. I have something you need. And we all can find out what we have in one another through the Spirit of God and through his word. Amen. We're all part of a big body of Christ that's worldwide. Amen. So God has a plan for our lives, and he's thinking towards us good thoughts. Amen? Amen. So when I was looking at that, first thing was one of the things that I keep hearing is you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. No, I don't have to do a lot of things. I have a choice what I do. But if I want to be obedient and want to walk in the anointing and do what God's called me to do, I've got to be obedient to his word. How many know when the Holy Spirit asks you to do something, it normally isn't something that you want to do? Amen. Hello? How many times do you recognize when the Spirit of God calls you to do something, he's calling you to step out of the box to do something that you haven't done before? Amen? Amen. Sometimes my own self and my own memory and my own thoughts speak to me all the time because I do things on a regular basis. But every time God speaks to me, he gets me to step outside of the box to an area where I haven't been before. And when I step outside of the box to the area which I haven't been before, there's a measure of faith that comes with it. As I trust God and step out, then he gives me, empowers me to do what he called me to step out for. Now, if I wait for the power to come before I step out, I'll never get the power to overcome it or to do it. God says that when he calls you to step out, he empowers you to fulfill what he called you to step out to do. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's good preaching. You know how I know it's good preaching? Because it's directly from the Holy Spirit of God. I know when the Spirit of God is speaking to me, and I know when Carl is speaking. And the Lord wants you to know that he has plans and purposes for your life. He has not changed his mind concerning you. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, you can leave it behind you and step into what he has for you. Just listen and obey. Amen. Amen. So he says not only that, it wasn't only the purity, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Secondly, he spoke about the peaceableness. And the word of God says in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, if you're called to be a peacemaker, what do you usually step into? Now, if you're the peacemaker, what do you step into? You step into the storm to bring peace. Hello? Because it's a fruit of the Spirit that's in you. Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. Amen? You know what's happening. Faith is increasing in the room. Why? Because God's word is being preached. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in Romans chapter 12, verse number 17, we're talking about the peace, the peaceableness. The Apostle Paul says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Amen? Amen? In other words, when we come into a storm, we don't feed the storm, we put the storm out. Amen? We don't put the storm out, the Spirit of God puts the storm out. Amen? How greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world? So in Hebrews chapter 12, are y'all with me? You know, if I don't get to hear an amen, I got to keep on preaching on the subject till I get something from you. I'm a pastor that loves response.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I remember in school, as a student in school, I used to shake my head, yeah, 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 and I wasn't listening to a thing. Sometimes I wish I'd have listened more. Anybody else besides me? In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 12, he says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and not stop there, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. In other words, what the writer of Hebrews is saying is your reactions have an effect on others. If you get angry, you're going to affect them and make them angry. You know, if people get angry, they get angry with each other and they start yelling and screaming and fighting. Amen? So the Apostle Paul instructs you and I in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Amen. So we're looking at this, and we're looking at first, he's saying the purity. Secondly, the peaceableness, blessed are the peacemakers. But then he says that without the partiality, and the word of God says in Matthew 5, 6, Jesus said this. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. In other words, if you're looking and seeking the things of God, you have to have a hunger and thirst for it. Amen. And if you're hungry, he'll surely feed you. If you're thirsty, he'll surely give you drink. Amen. So in 1 Timothy chapter 5, anybody with me today? The Apostle Paul reminds his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 21. He says this, he says, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that they'll observe these things without preferring one before another. Do nothing by partiality. Amen. And what he was saying to this in 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Apostle Paul reminds his students, we're all students of the gospel. We're all students of God's word. We're here to learn. Amen. In verse 14, he says, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but the subverting of the hearers. Then he says, study to shew thyself approved of unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But he didn't stop there. And he said, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Amen. He says, be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. Amen. He's called us to be a part in this world. We're heavenites on earth. We're representatives of heaven on earth. And we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And we don't act like this world. We don't respond like this world. We respond according to the word of God and according to the spirit of God that's within you and I. And God says, as we respond, the love of his love flows through in every circumstance and every situation. Let me say something to you. The Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And he says that I can bring correction. I can bring correction when I bring it in love. Because love will cover a multitude of sins. And if I bring it in the flesh, there's going to be a reaction that comes to it. Amen. And there's an argument that comes, or somebody gets offended. Amen. And in other words, if you allow the Spirit of God to flow through you, you can bring correction and bring it in love. And if you bring correction in love, it'll get to their heart and move like God wants it to move. I can't preach at it. I thought at one time that I was just going to beat people up with the word. Amen. Amen. All I was doing was beat myself up because it wasn't accomplishing anything. Amen. And we serve a God that loves us. His grace abounds towards you and I. And he is saying that same grace that abounds towards you and I would allow that grace to abound to others. Amen. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about in this, in James chapter 2. James 2, verse number 1. He's reminding me, it doesn't matter where you come from. Amen. James says this, my brethren, verse number 1. Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto you, your assembly, a man with a gold ring, and God goodly apparel, and there come in a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in this good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? Amen. Amen. In other words, it doesn't matter what your house looks like. It doesn't matter what car you drive. It doesn't matter what your clothing is like. It doesn't matter how much money you have. God says he's come to reach the poor, the broken. He set at liberty the captives and opened prison doors. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel pretty good. Amen? It makes me feel pretty good that God loves me right where I'm at, but he loves me so much he doesn't leave me there. Amen? Hey, God called me. When he calls us, he might find you when you're poor, but he doesn't leave you there.
That's right.
Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. He'll help you grow. He'll help you mature. He'll help you have everything. He'll help you have your heart's desires. Amen. Amen. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. As long as your wealth, you don't have the love of money. Because the Word of God says the love of money is the root of all evil, while some coveted after, they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Amen? And in other words, God wants everyone to know, when the drug addict comes in here, God loves them just the same. When the homosexual comes in here, God loves them just the same. When the divorced person comes in here, God loves them just the same. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. God loves you. And he has a plan and he has a purpose for your life. And he's not going to change his mind concerning you. He just asks you to change your mind concerning him. Amen? Amen? So in closing, I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty good preaching. Yeah. Hallelujah. Is it okay? Good. Is it okay? Amen. Is it okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So in closing today, we have the purpose in Philippians chapter 1. Hallelujah, angels have come down from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 10. Christ, what a beautiful name. What a beautiful name. You know, the Word of God says, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Philippi, he says, for that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and the praise of God. You know, sometimes the Lord always reminds me. Another one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8, 28. Amen. Knowing that all things are working together for the good, to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Look to the one next to you and say, God called you. God has a plan in your life. He is saying to you and I, he's called you and I to be pure. He's called you and I to be at peace with one another. He's called you and I not to be partial. He's called you and I with purpose. He says we are a workmanship in Christ Jesus, created unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. So in closing today, simply what is the Lord saying to us today? There's a progressive, a positive, progressive plan to purify us, to give us the peaceableness, not to be partial. And if there's anything the body can learn to do, it's that. To honor one another, to love one another, right where we're at. Amen. And there's a purpose for your life. God reminds you and I. The Bible says without vision, people perish. And some of the times, people are just caught where they're at because they can't catch a vision from God for their future. You get a vision from God for your future, and then you start walking towards it. And you'll recognize and you'll see things coming out of your way, and the Lord will open up doors that had not been opened before. Amen. Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one of us gathered here today. In the closing moments of the service today, if you're here today and maybe you do not know Jesus, or maybe one time you knew him, but you're not in the place you need to be, and you feel the Lord knocking on your heart's door, if that's you, just lift your hand and say, that's me. I need Jesus. Is there anybody? I see their hand. I see their hand. Is there another here today? Amen? Is there anybody else? Continue to pray and continue to play music. Would y'all come and meet me here? Would you come meet me here, please? I'll come and meet you there if you want. Would you like me to come meet you here? I can meet you here. Okay, sit right here. Can I pray with you? Everybody pray, please. Father, I thank you for these two sisters here, Father God, and that you have called today, and you have a purpose and a plan in their lives. So just pray with me and say, Dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lamb's Book of Life. Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Lord, take residence within me. My body now is your temple. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can we just all stand? The Lord is saying to us, we can't fake it until we make it. God's called us to be contenders for the faith and not pretenders. And that means that the wisdom is manifested by our actions, not just our words. Actions always speak louder than words. So can we all just lift our hands to heaven? Father, you see every heart and every life of each and every one of us here today, Father God. Lord, you know every area in our life, Father God. You know the areas where we're battling, Father God, where we're fighting, Father God. Lord, where we have weakness, Father God. Your word declares your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we glorify you in our infirmities that your power may rest upon us. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of everyone that's gathered here and gathered on the website today, Father God. Father, I thank you, Father God, that we're going to act upon it, Father God. We're going to put your word to practice and watch it work. So, Lord, I pray special blessings upon each and every one, Father God. I thank you for strengthening them in your power and your might, Father God. I thank you for carrying their storms, Father God, and carrying them, fighting their battles for them, Father God. That your word declares not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Have your way in every heart and life, I pray, and will never cease to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.